Mary Corcoran.
Hello. Let's see, what am I? I'm teaching poverty, inequality, and public policy next semester. Probably the best way for you to find out about it is to ask one of your peers who took it this fall, but I'll tell you about it now. It's a course where we examine the nature and extent of poverty in the U.S. We look at the causes of poverty, the consequences of poverty, and we try and examine the anti-poverty effects of existing and proposed government programs and policies. So I'll be asking questions like this. What is poverty? Why does it persist? Why are poverty rates for minorities so high? Is there a culture of poverty? How are poverty, family structure, city, neighborhood, labor market, education interrelated? Is it passed on from parents to children? So for the first 9 weeks of the course, and actually 10 weeks next year, because, well, I'll explain that in a minute. For the first 10 weeks of the course, we really look at what the social scientists say and what the evidence is about the set of factors that are considered to affect poverty. So we'll be looking at family structure, at neighborhoods, at labor markets, at schools, at health, at prisons. And what do we know from the social science literature about how all of these affect the poor? And the last 5 weeks of the course, or 4 weeks of the course, we'll examine particular policies. Last year, it was child poverty policies, family policy, the health care bill, and education. Those four will be up for grabs. The other three I'm thinking about are crime policy, neighborhood policy, and employment policy. But four of those seven will be covered. The typical assignments are that the master students in the class write 8 short papers and participate and the master students also write an in-class group presentation. Or do an in-class group presentation. The short papers, by short papers, I mean 2 to 4 page type papers. So you'll write 8 of those over 14 weeks of the course. And you'll also do an in-class presentation at the end on one of the policy topics. That's about it. I noticed you asking qualitative and quantitative, so I should answer your question. I'll probably decide it this summer, so if you'd like to have input, emailing me would be good, because getting the readings is a non-trivial task, and every year I get new readings. I brought some syllabi so you can see what the course was like last year, and you can pick them up here. I don't know. Yes. Okay. It is solely going to be focused on domestic policy. I can occasionally do a riff on how it works comparatively, but I don't know. I sort of know poverty in European countries, but in developing countries or in Eastern European countries, I don't know much about it. And so there, I will be only slightly better than most of you, and perhaps many of you will be better than me, but we veer off, but there will be no directed readings on it.
Will there be a lot of overlap between Sheldon and Dantner's courses being taught right now?
No. Sheldon and I always try. That's why, in fact, welfare policy isn't one of the policies, and why last year employment was excluded, because whoever teaches the welfare course and I always coordinate. And so if you're taking Sheldon's course, there'll be plenty you haven't seen. More than enough. Other questions? Okay, I have one more comment because somebody asked about quantitative and quantitative. Social science theory is neither quantitative or qualitative, it's ideas. But in terms of the evidence, about half the readings are qualitative and half are quantitative. I find, and in the policy area at the end, it's far more quantitative because most policy evaluations are quantitative. But in the theory and evidence area, it's a 50-50 split.